I'm Tim Schmidt, the managing editor of Golf Week. Today is Wednesday, May 20th. Here's your morning golf update. Phil Mickelson is talking smack again. Mickelson has ramped up his practice and play ahead of Sunday's The Match Champions for Charity. He'll team with Tom Brady and face off against the team of Tiger Woods and Peyton Manning. That event, which will raise at least $10 million for coronavirus relief efforts, will be staged at Medalist Golf Club. That's the home course for one Tiger Woods. Quote, "I can't wait to go to Tiger's place and take him down," unquote, Mickelson said in a phone call with Golf Week. See more on that story at golfweek.com. Speaking of made-for-TV golf events, according to Golf Channel, a total audience of 2.35 million average viewers showed up to watch the duo of Rory McIlroy and Dustin Johnson beat Ricky Fowler and Matthew Wolff in a charity skins match that raised more than $5.5 million for relief efforts. Donations are still pouring in at pgatour.com/drivingrelief. The USGA is canceling local and final qualifying for the U.S. Open and the Women's Open. That's the process by which half the field makes it into the championship. What exactly does that mean? Well, Golf Week's Julie Williams says it means fewer great stories.
In 2015, that's when we all met Cole Hammer, who was a 15-year-old at the U.S. Open, and we were making name jokes all week, and then Cole Hammer shows up in the NCAA, finals match play.
Instead, the 120th U.S. Open, well, it'll be contested on September 17th through the 20th at Winged Foot in New York, but it will feature an all-exempt field. I'm Tim Schmidt. That's your Golf Week Morning Update for Wednesday, May 20th.